Dr. Sandy Detman with me to talk about, well, another hat that she wears, along with my guest in studio to talk about the Michigan Golden Gloves Championships. Dr. Detman, introduce your sidekick to your right.
Hi, this is Pat Schmidt. He is the vice president of the Michigan Golden Gloves Association.
Great. So what does that mean in layman's terms, Pat? Good morning.
Well, that's a title that I've kind of earned through the years, making my way up in the program. And I am also the annual tournament director.
What is your role, Dr. Detman? First of all, a formal introduction to you. Can you share your title and then those obligations you have with Golden Gloves?
Yes, I'm an addiction medicine specialist. I use medication-assisted treatment here in Grand Rapids to get people off alcohol and drugs. I'm here today because I am a ringside physician for the Michigan Golden Gloves.
Wow. Not everybody gets that job, do they?
Correct.
We'll talk about that. Pat, 101s, please, of the Golden Gloves. Who are these fighters?
Yeah, the boxers are from all over the state of Michigan, and there's many gyms throughout. On these state finals, the east side of the state, however, comes to meet our champion and runner-up, and our champion and runner-up fights their champion and runner-up this weekend.
Great. So, we call this boxing, and we're talking about men and women?
Correct. Men and women are equally invited to our tournament, and we have quite a few women that are coming into the program more and more as it's getting more popular with them as well. And they do have their own national Golden Gloves championship every summer in Florida that the women are invited to also.
Where's the tournament taking place?
The tournament this year and last year and for years to come, hopefully, is at the Deltaplex Main Arena at 2500 Turner Avenue in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49506.
I'm trying to do the picture. You have the audience around the...
All set around the ring.
The ring, although it's a square, isn't it?
Correct.
Okay, and... you have, I'm going back to Rocky, you're going back to your boxer in the corner with his or her coach?
Correct.
Yes.
They can have three coaches supporting them.
Where are you, Dr. Detman?
I am right there ringside, ready, willing, and able to help when someone gets hurt.
Will someone get hurt?
It does happen. I've been doing this for about a year, and I do want to speak to how I got involved in this.
Yeah.
About a year ago, I saw a Facebook post that they were looking for a physician for Golden Gloves, and I didn't know anything about boxing. I'm not a proponent of violence, but I did my research, and I realized that this sport here in Grand Rapids allows for goal-directed behavior in these young folks. It keeps them off the streets, off of drugs, and they have something to fight for, if you will. And I saw it as an opportunity to give back to this Grand Rapids community who has so graciously given to me.
How important is Dr. Detman to your organization, Pat?
She is extremely important. We had a couple really good doctors for about 20 years in a row, and we were so fortunate to have Dr. Gerlach with us for all that time. And then he eventually retired, and we were having real problems getting doctors to help us because it is mostly all volunteer. And Dr. Detman, through a friend of mine on Facebook, stepped up and said, hey, give me a call. Let's talk about this. And in amateur boxing, you cannot ring the bell and start that bout until a MD is at ringside. And unlike high school sports, hockey, football, soccer, if they had an MD sitting on the bench with the players when something happens, I just think that quickness, that efficiency that happens when you have an MD right there is very, very important. And that is amateur boxing.
Thank you for that. So this is the state finals. So educate me to this and where you go from here, Pat.
Yes, it begins with three nights of preliminary bouts, excuse me, of our city of Grand Rapids area, which in cases, it can go as far as Sault Ste. Marie, Muskegon. We have boxers from Benton Harbor, Michigan, all over our Western area. And then after those three nights, when we determine who our champion and runner-up in each weight division is, then at the state finals, which is this weekend, the east side of the state, there are border lines that we go by. The east side of the state, meaning Flint area, yes. Saginaw, Bay City areas, they bring their champion and runner-up to compete against our champion runner-up on Friday and Saturday night. And it just is it's a great thing when it's over and you've got one champion in each division.
Is it like an east versus west thing?
Yes, it does get down to that, correct.
So where do we go from here?
We're at the Deltaplex, but from here, there is another portion of this tournament that is very important. There's 33 Golden Glove franchises in the country, and our responsibility as a Golden Glove franchise is to send a 10-man team to the national tournament, wherever that may be, all expenses paid. I mean airline flight, hotel fees. We feed them three times a day, give them money for that as well. So there's a lot of expenses involved that we have to, all year round, accumulate to be able to send this team to officials. Sometimes our doctor goes as well, and then the president as well.
You get that call, Dr. Detman, to hang out on the bus with the team?
I have that opportunity. Yes, I do.
With the many other hats that you wear. So you said 10-man team. Again, are women involved in this next step?
There are, and really, at this point in time, I mean, this is our 86th year of having a 10-man team being sent to the national tournament. I boxed right across the river here at the Welsh Auditorium when I was 15 to 20 years old.
You know what it's like to throw a punch.
I do, and it really saved me from the streets, and that's why this is my 25th year giving back to the program.
Were you a featherweight?
I was. I started at 112 and ended at 139 my fifth year.
Not to judge you, but you do. The organization takes money to run. You have fundraisers and more?
We do. Besides the ticket sales of the five nights of this annual tournament, which is our main fundraising activity to promote our sport, we have 3 to 4 club shows a year right above our gym over here on the west side of Grand Rapids, next to St. Mary's Catholic Church in the St. Mary's Activity Building. And that's a really fun thing. We do have a huge, we're part of the State Games of Michigan as well.
Yes.
We joined them from the beginning, and we're part of that every year. And they won the bid a couple years ago to host the State Games of America. Yes. The whole country's coming here August 3rd through August 6th, and we're going to box right in the DeVos Place Convention Center then as well.
Thank you for sharing that. Dr. Detman, are you confident that your boxers are protected and doing all we can to stay safe?
That's what I like about the Michigan Golden Gloves, and that's what I like about Pat Schmidt. He makes sure that I have all the equipment that I need. I have oxygen. I have a direct line to EMS. There is a backboard under the ring. I have everything I need. And I have the opportunity to do the physicals on all of the fighters before they go in the ring. If they don't pass, they don't box. I also have the opportunity to stop a match because I may see something the ref doesn't. So they give me a lot of control, and I feel safe, and I feel confident in what I do with the Michigan Golden Gloves.
So you want to drop a name or anything, Pat? Like, do we have pet names like Jumpin' Joe Charlie? Or
we do. However, in amateur boxing, you cannot put your nickname on your uniform like the professional boxers do. You can put your last name, though, and you know we have guidelines and rules, and that is one of them, because a nickname can get a little out of hand sometimes.
Yes. How does one get started in boxing?
You know, amateur boxing, to start, you really have to, before we let them in the gym and on the floor training, we need that extra insurance, obviously, and our higher power all comes from the Olympic Committee, which is USA Boxing, and all our boxers and everyone involved in our sport has to be registered with USA Boxing first and foremost, which right now it is a $60 a year fee for an amateur boxer. And then at our local gyms, some charge a little bit, some charge nothing. We charge $25 a year at Michigan Golden Gloves Gym on 526 Broadway.
What's it take to knock a boxer out?
It takes months and months of hard training that you have to work out every night in the gym. And then on the side, you have to do your running at night. You have to do your lifting. You have to be very dedicated to amateur boxing. It's not, you know, I do respect MMA, but in amateur boxing, you are, every second of that bout, you have to be on your toes and moving. And it takes a lot to do that.
But it's happening. People are doing, boxers are boxing, including this weekend.
Correct. Ticket prices are $15 for general admission, ringside are $20, and we have table seating that are really cool tables around the ring for $35 a seat.
One day I'm going to hang out with Dr. Detman to her, okay?
Come
Fantastic.
On, Sharon.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much, Pat Schmidt, on behalf of the Golden Globes, Michigan Golden Globes. Dr. Sandy Detman, leave us with your final word.
My final word is that USA Boxing, Michigan Golden Gloves, they rock. And I am very happy to be part of this organization. And again, to give back to the community that is so graciously given to me.
Can I say one more thing, Shelley?
Sure.
Thank you so much. You know, everybody says the kids, the kids, the kids. We do it for the kids. You know, there's some others, though, that we have to include. There's athletes that do three and four sports and want to add this to their sport. And these are the athletes that get college scholarships worth thousands and thousands of dollars. And then, like I've been repeating the last couple years in particular, our gyms at a very low price are open to a, let's say, a single parent with two to three children. They need our gyms also because they are very inexpensive, and we offer that to the community.
Golden Gloves, Michigan Golden Gloves Championships this weekend. Thanks to you both.